The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, Northeast Florida. This is such a beautiful day.
Well, it's a little cloudy.
That doesn't mean anything. It's foggy.
Wait, foggy. That's where I was going to correct myself.
So you know what happens to fog?
It burns away shortly.
It's going to be 83 degrees today. Hello.
You know,
this is a Chamber of Commerce kind of day in February.
You know, tell people about your visitors this week.
They're so sweet. I really just have fallen in love with this couple. So they are from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Where I used to live.
Yes. So I have to give a shout out good morning to Patrick and Elizabeth. So they have been thinking about, they are retired. They're thinking about moving to Florida like every person in the North does when the winter comes. And so this is one of the possible cities that they could consider. And, you know, they let me know right up front, this is not our buying trip. We're just exploring your city to see if we fit here. Well, lucky for them, I am an ambassador of this city. I love this city. So they get the bird's eye view. You know, I do my normal thing, do the interview process, and then see where I think they would feel most comfortable as, you know, as they land. So they're very outdoorsy. They're very young retirees. They're way ahead of the curve, actually. And Nocatee's feeling like this awesome, awesome spot for them. So we've spent quite a bit of time out in Nocatee. It's such a large community, and there's so many possibilities. But the part that works for people who like to be outdoors is, you know, there's 15 miles of sidewalks and all the nature trails that you can walk on. The golf cart lifestyle, right? So there's no golf course there, but you're allowed to own a golf cart so that you can leave your home, go to Publix and shop. There's golf cart parking at Publix.
That's really cool.
It's super cool. And the same thing when you go down to the community center. It's just a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful lifestyle. So I have to tell you, they were just the nicest people. It's super cold, obviously, in Ohio. So, you know, for me, I bring my two little 10-day forecast, one of Cincinnati and one of Jacksonville. I'm like, okay, on this day, it's 40-something in Ohio, and here it's 85. So I hope that you enjoy your stay. So anyway, we had a ball. We had a ball. I hope that they decide that this will be their forever home.
Well, good. And now they have a shout out on the radio.
They do.
They can go back home and say, hey, they were on the radio in Jacksonville.
That's right.
What a welcoming place it is.
Yes, indeed.
Well, here we are on Real Estate Radio in our eighth year now. We're your problem-solving realtors coming to you every Saturday morning to talk about what's going on here in Northeast Florida. And we want you to be the best prepared buyer and seller that you can be. And an interesting thing about that is that we come in contact with vendors. And this week I had the fortunate or unfortunate, depending on how you look at it, opportunity to come into contact with great, great vendors.
Yes, for you personally, so, it was a bittersweet, right?
It was bittersweet.
This was the bittersweet week, honestly. That's going to be my tagline for this week.
So I want to give a shout out to them because it's unfortunate that I had to come into contact with them, but what great, great service. So I need to give a shout out first to Keith Crimmins of K&M Home Improvement. He came to my rescue yesterday. I unfortunately had a break-in in one of my rental properties that the people were moving into today. And can you imagine that the day before people are moving in, the house gets broken into and stuff gets damaged?
Yeah,
and it's
vandalized.
Like, man, it needs to get fixed like immediately. So I called Keith And he got over there yesterday afternoon, fixed up the place, and just did it late yesterday afternoon, did a great job. Now, he can't always do that, of course. He can't always get over there immediately, but he did it.
Yes.
And he did it efficiently. And I just need to give a shout out again. Keith Crimmins of K&M Home Improvement. His number is 571-9156. He does lots of repairs for different realtors around town. So need to just give a shout out to him. And then I had in my house as well, another house, my
another
water
house.
Heater
yeah.
went out. So this time I called Watson Home Improvement and asked for their plumbing division.
Oh, my God. They're fabulous. They're the only people I'll use.
You know how long it took them to get there?
How long?
3 hours. Just
same day service.
Same day service. 3 hours, replaced a water heater.
Took out the old one, brought in a new one.
Oh, my gosh. Great, great service.
Did they dispose of it for you, too?
They took it away.
Ugh, love it.
I mean, just
I find them to be top notch.
Swept up. Yeah, unbelievable. And then one more. One of the houses, I prepare the houses for a new tenant. I
right.
have pest control come in.
Right.
And because we found some roaches in there. As you know, roaches normally come out when you get a house ready. So I said, I need you to come out right away. And he said, okay. And I've used him before, but he did it right away. 360 Pest Control.
And what's
great,
their number?
Great company. Now, they have an unusual number because it's unusual area code. It's 855-932-3784. Took care of it and have done this for me many times. So, you know, we don't, this is not Watson Realty that is recommending this. This is Howard, who have used these companies. Now, I'm not getting paid for this endorsement. I'm just saying that these are people that I use, that I recommend.
Who did a great job.
Who did a great job.
Timely.
And have done it. Fast, have done it before. So I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. So I also want to give a special shout out. We lost this week one of our longtime listeners. He listened on the first show that we ever did, and for years since. He passed away this week, Fred Wolverton, and coincidentally, he was Angela's stepdad. So, want to say, so long, Fred. You lived a great, long life.
He did have a great, long life, but he was definitely my number one fan.
Yes.
So I might have to get a new number one fan now. I don't know.
So.
He would call us every week after the show and say, oh, I learned something today. Or, hey, sweetie, you gave a... you did a sentence wrong. You had a preposition at the end of the sentence. I was going to call and tell you on the air, but I didn't think I should.
Yeah. So, Angela, you're doing okay, right? As
yep.
well as you can.
As well as you can.
And we appreciate you being on the show today.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that you lost your dad.
Yeah. So, the funeral's not till Tuesday.
Yeah.
Tuesday
and he's
night.
Been, and you grew up with him
I was 12.
Yeah.
So he's always been my dad.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, we got a contest coming up, so stick around. It's an interesting one. You know, we've talked about inspections for a long, long time. A recent survey of 50,000 home inspections from all over the country. They noted them top 10 most common defects. The contest is this. Guess the number one defect found on the 50,000 home inspections. The number one defect. And it was found over 30,000 times. Think about that one. Give us
kinda
a call.
Interesting.
What's the number real quick? 222-8255. Right. 222-8255. We'll be right back.
Hey, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show. We are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard Team Advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do. Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela Team Advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com.
Are you active or retired military or a veteran looking to buy or refinance your home? I can make the process easy for you. My name is Christine Kennedy, and I'm here to answer all your questions. Give me a call at 904-514-6969. I also want to take this opportunity to say thank you to you and your family for your service to our great country.
Success Mortgage Partners, NMLS number 130562. This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here. Alan's making fun of me because I missed my cue. I am so sorry.
That's because we didn't have the intro music.
Yes, that's what was missing. Sorry.
Hey, we want to start this segment by talking about the contest again of a review of 50,000 recent home inspections. What was the number one defect found?
Okay, so here's what I was thinking when you said what the question was, is that if it can be found that many times, it's something that doesn't actually bother people or they would have fixed it, right? So it seems to be a universal thing that you can live with. Don't you think?
I don't know.
Oh, come on. Don't you think you'd fix something if it was really bugging you?
Depends how bad it was to bug you.
I think I'm right. Oh, I always think I'm right. Sorry.
You always think you're right.
Pretty much.
Well, like some people have a light bulb that's out and it's on a tall ceiling. And does that bug you very much? But it is a defect.
Yes, it would bug me very much but if I didn't have light in the room. Yes.
Well,
I would have to fix the light bulb.
Well, if you were an old lady and you didn't have a ladder.
I am an old lady, but I do have a ladder.
Now, you usually tease me about being old, not you.
Oh, you know what? Something about your parents dying makes you feel old all of a sudden.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, you're not old.
I got old this week.
You got old this week?
Yeah.
Well, get younger. Think about your new grandchild. There you go. There's a smile on your face. All right. Speaking of the contest, by the way, a few weeks ago, there was a contest winner named Tom Scoggins. So, Tom, if you are listening, we need you to call in because the address that we gave you to send the winner's prize did not work. The post office sent the prize back.
Ah.
So, Tom Scoggins.
Call us and give us the correct address.
Yes,
you tried
Tom.
To even look it up like on COJ and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Couldn't
it,
find him.
Well, didn't work.
Right.
Anyway, so Tom, please call in. 222-8255.
Woohoo!
Angela.
Howard.
Tell us what happened this week with respect to sales and listings and lions and tigers, oh my. Remember that line?
He's crazy, isn't he? Lions and tigers and bears.
Right. You remember that? I wonder where that came from.
It was a play?
I don't know. If you know where that came from, call us and tell us. It's not part of a contest, but just I want to know where that come from.
I'll Google it while you're talking.
Okay.
Anyway, here's what happened this past week in homes and condominiums. 698 offers got accepted. Now, that's about the same as it was last week. And 787 new homes came on the market. That number is up. Guess what time it is, Howard? We're almost at spring.
That's right.
The number is picking up, right?
Yeah.
So 149 of those 787, well, they're already under contract. And 46 of which went under contract the very first day. So 20% are already under contract, right?
Whoa.
Yes. 401 of you actually closed on a home for yourself, and we say congratulations.
All
and that
right.
number's about the same as it was last week.
It is, but this time of year, things are happening.
Yes.
All right.
You want to talk about mortgage rates?
Let's
talk
about
mortgages.
Oh, my gosh.
Guess what? They fell. Uh-oh, they fell.
What do you mean, uh-oh?
Well,
that's good.
That's not going in sync with what they said was going to happen.
Yes, it was a small decrease.
Hey, I'll count every decrease. Every penny.
Well, let's tell everybody where these numbers come from, by the way. It's a measure on Wednesday by 25 of the largest banks that do business with Freddie Mac. So that's where they come from. So what are the numbers for this week?
All right. Well, let's see. Last week, we told you that the rate dropped to the lowest level in 12 months. And this past week, they fell for the third straight week. So the 30-year rate fell 0.02 of a point to 4.35%. Now, this time last year, it was actually 4.4. So it is lower. The 15-year rate fell 0.03 of a point to 3.78%. This time last year, it was 3.85%. So now it's lower. The VA and the FHA 30-year rate fell 0.05% to 4.13%. And the 5-year adjustable rate mortgage, used to be a great deal if you were only planning on being in your home for 5 years or less. It fell 0.04% to 3.84%. This time last year, 3.65%. So, Howard, these rates are low. They're what they were last year. Get it together, people. If you're thinking about buying, do it now. Do it now.
Right now?
Call me. I'll help you find a house. That's my favorite thing to do.
Yeah.
And we'll call Christine Kennedy with Success Mortgage Rate to get you pre-qualified.
Success Mortgage Partners.
What'd I say?
Rate. You said Success Mortgage Rate.
Ah, thank you.
Christine's going to beat your butt.
No, she's not.
No, she's
She loves
not.
Me, and I love her.
Well, speaking of that, let's do a mortgage tip of the week.
Go ahead.
We haven't done a mortgage tip of the week, but
Go
I
ahead.
Want to do one. So if you're thinking about buying in the next 3 months, most lenders or mortgage brokers like Christine, they'll get you a quick pre-approval based on a quick check of your mortgage and what you tell them about your income. But, as you know, Angela, and most of our listeners, a full approval of your loan will often require the lender require them wanting to see your latest tax return filing. So, yes, that means filing of your 2018 taxes, even though the IRS doesn't require filing until what date?
April 15th.
April 15th. So, even though April 15th is for the IRS, your mortgage lender may require you to file sooner. In fact, one of our buyers who closed on their house yesterday morning at 8:30, Ryan and Maddie, it delayed their closing by 3 weeks because
yes.
their lender who happened to be Navy Federal, required that one of them file a particular form with the IRS, and therefore it delayed their closing. Now, the buyer wasn't happy. Maddie and Ryan, they weren't happy. And the seller, boy, they weren't happy because they were expecting to get out of the house and get their money. They were really unhappy about the delay. Now, we don't want that to happen to you. So, bottom line is this. If you're thinking about buying in the next 3 months, file your tax return as soon as possible. By the way, you're probably going to get a refund anyway. So incidentally, Christine Kennedy, as Angela mentioned, our recommended mortgage person from Success Mortgage Partners. By the way, she has several different mortgage types available, and actually some of which don't even require a tax return.
I know, that just requires pay stubs.
Yeah.
See, this is what I love about the company that she's working for, that she has brought to this city. It is offering such a wide variety of products that there's something for everyone. And I really love that. So, you know, you could do, if you're just out of bankruptcy, foreclosure, if you need a loan like Howard just mentioned, where you don't have to have your tax returns, but you just want to do your pay stubs. And then she does the normal stuff too, the regular conventional, a jumbo conventional, VA, FHA. There's literally a product for everyone. So for us, she's our one-stop resource. She's the only person we even need to recommend because she has something for everyone.
Yeah, and even if you don't have perfect credit score, if you have average or even below average.
Yes.
I mean, they go down to like, what, 600 on a credit score that you can get you a mortgage?
580, I think.
Wow.
Which is crazy to me.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what's Christine's number?
904-514-6969.
Yeah, and she's been on the show many times. She's so pleasant. She has this, you know, upbeat voice. You hear it in the commercials. And
yes, and many people have called her after the show, and they've had such a great experience. They're so excited that we've aligned our business with her business.
Yeah.
Yes.
Great.
It's perfect.
Hey, nobody's called in with a guess yet. I thought there'd people really be guessing this one.
Maybe
what
they're still
the
in bed
most
because
common,
it's cloudy out. I would still be in bed if I could be.
What's the most common home defect found on home inspections? And it was found on 30,000 of 50,000 inspections done. Is it what you think? See, you don't know. I have the top 10 list. You only have the top three.
Correct.
On the piece of paper that you have.
But what's funny is I went and did one of our customers, Linda, who we sold her house and then helped her buy a house. Yesterday, we went and did her follow-up to repairs walkthrough. And the number one item was on her home inspection of the house she's buying, not of the house she sold, though. So it's not in every single house.
Right. And this is nationally, so it may not show up here in Florida, but...
Ooh, I bet it does.
Ooh, you bet it does.
I bet it does.
Okay.
Humidity. Did I just give it away?
I don't know. Mm. We'll see. I don't know.
It was a hint.
I don't know.
It could impact.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know. Hey, you know what we're going to talk about later? We haven't done in a while.
What?
Is a scam. We've run out of time so many times in the past few weeks that we haven't had an opportunity
to do
a scam.
Sounds great.
And we're going to do something that we haven't ever talked about either. You know, we've talked about reasons to stage vacant homes. We've given reasons before. We're going to talk about two new reasons to stage, not new, but ones that we've never talked about before.
I'm interested to see what you have to come up with.
Yeah, and I think you'll really be interested in that. Real stories that have to do with why you should stage a vacant home.
I definitely recommend it.
You definitely want to hear this
time.
One. So stay with us. Call with your guest, 222-8255, and we will be right back.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's sentencing memorandum for former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort was not publicly available on Friday. That suggests it may still be under seal. Mueller's team was to have weighed in by the end of the day on Manafort's punishment in one of his two criminal cases. The memo was not publicly filed by midnight yesterday. That's an indication the document includes sensitive information. Prosecutors are seeking a judge's approval to redact some of the materials. The Trump administration, certain to face a challenge in court after setting up new obstacles for women seeking to abort their children. The administration is barring taxpayer-funded family planning clinics from making abortion referrals. Planned Parenthood allegedly making those referrals to its very own abortion clinics under the same building. The move was decried by women's groups, but praised by many religious conservatives. This is SRN News.
Attention all men. Have Viagra and Cialis let you down? Think your best days are behind you? Well, think again. If you suffer from any type of ED, regardless of your age or medical history, the doctors at Alpha Medical Group can help you now. There's no needles, no surgery, no medication. Just the newest available proven treatment from Europe using acoustic pressure waves. The FDA-cleared medical device regenerates blood vessels and erectile tissue in short in-office sessions. And it's all done with absolutely no needles, no surgery, and no medication. Call now for full information. Call 904-763-1400. 904-763-1400. The 100% natural, non-invasive way to fix erectile dysfunction. Call 904-763-1400 today and get your life back with Alpha Medical Group. Call 904-763-1400 or visit alphamedicalgroup.com.
The month of February contains many happy events, but now, February marks a very special event for the Boger family, the owners of Boger Shoes here in Jacksonville. This February, Erica and Brett Boger will celebrate their daughter Skylar's second birthday. And to help celebrate Skylar's birthday, Boger Shoes is having a fantastic sale on baby shoes for the entire month of February. This month, when you purchase one pair of baby shoes at regular price, you can purchase another pair at 50% off. That's right. Get 50% off your second pair. And it won't be long before spring sets in, so check out Boger Shoes' new spring arrivals and their beautifully new remodeled store. For 62 years, Boger Shoes has been providing orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. And Boger Shoes specializes in extra-wide width shoes. And they offer free evaluations and fittings by three board-certified podiatrists on staff. Stop by Boger's on Park Street in 5 points today and experience the Boger Shoes difference. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
Opa! Join us for the annual Jacksonville Greek Festival at the Morocco Shrine Auditorium beginning Friday, February the 22nd at 11 a.m. An authentically Greek experience awaits you with food, entertainment, and vendors. Admission is $3 at the door, free for military and college students. Jacksonville Greek Festival is sponsored by St. John the Divine Greek Orthodox Church. A portion of the proceeds will benefit the Wolfson Children's Hospital. Come eat, drink, be Greek for a day. For more info, visit JacksGreekFest.com.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
So far, been a nice morning in the roads. No delays to encounter. As for the weather, they're going to be rainy all weekend. About a 40% chance today and tomorrow with mostly cloudy skies. Today, at least, high 81. Tonight, 30% chance of rain down to 68. And along with the rain tomorrow, partly sunny and breezy with a high of about 84 degrees. So down to 68 in AM 600 WBOB.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for staying tuned with us today on this happy Saturday. That's foggy looking, so it doesn't look happy, but it still is happy. The fog is going to burn off.
All right. We got a caller. Nancy, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Hope you are.
Yes, you mentioned a company in the beginning of your presentation that was did a good job in some repairs. Could you repeat that, please?
Yes, his name is Keith Crimmins, C-R-I-M-M-I-N-S, and his company is K and M. So those are the letters, K and M as in Mary, Home Improvement. And his phone number is 571-9156.
Terrific. We really enjoy your show. Thank you.
Well, thank you for calling. Do you want to have a guess on our contest today?
I'm going to say a kitchen floor.
Kitchen floor did not make the top 10.
Good guess, though.
But guess. Hey, thanks for listening.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes. So I have people texting me.
Yeah.
Okay, number one, Miss Rhonda did get the lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my.
And that came from?
The Wizard of Oz, which is what I thought, but I needed to verify.
Well, thank you, Rhonda, for enlightening me.
Yes, and we've gotten some guesses on the contest via my phone.
Yes.
Somebody said foundation.
No, that didn't make the top 10.
Wiring.
Wiring did make the top 10.
But not number one.
Nor two, nor three.
And gutters.
Gutters did not make the top 10. Is this the same person guessing?
No, okay. Different people. And the other was poor drainage.
Poor drainage did not make the top 10.
So.
All right. So we need some more people calling in.
Yes. So now we know what it's not.
So people know your number. Should we give it out
every week?
I did. I'm going to give it out again. 465-3845.
Correct.
Area code 904. If you want to call me after the show, 904-687-8161. By the way, my voice is a little scratchy, so it's not my normal voice, but it's still me.
That's funny.
What's funny?
That your voice is scratchy?
Why are you laughing?
It's still you? Well, because I believe I was here 2 weeks ago with the same scratchiness.
Yeah.
And then I went on Bill Hayes' show that night and bombed big time.
Because you lost your voice.
I lost my voice completely on his show.
But speaking of Bill Hay and I'm Speaking Plainly, which runs from 6 to 9.
Yes.
There's a special guest on the show tonight.
Who's the special guest?
Well, you are.
So I got to go back on and make amends for having no voice. What were you going to say, Alan?
At least you guys don't have walking pneumonia.
Do you have that?
Yeah.
I just went in your office.
That's all right. You die on me. We'll get another co-host.
I thought you loved me more than that.
I do. My whole family's hacking like a dog.
Oh,
every last
man.
One. I talked to a producer in Tampa this morning. The lawyers?
Yeah.
His family was good. It's going around.
It does go
around.
It's
crazy.
Yes.
But you got two cough drops, okay? You'll be good to go.
All right.
And may you be healthy.
All right. So have you been around bad boys, Alan?
Bad boys, bad boys.
Yep.
You've been around bad boys? Well, we haven't done a bad boy segment in so long. It's time. I have a collection of them, but not today. Not a collection today, just one. You know that rich people, they get scammed too. So this scam goes back a couple of years, but it finally went to trial. And the perp, the perp got convicted. This was a $62 million Ponzi scheme involving a commercial venture to buy a building in Manhattan, a hotel in Atlantic City, plus properties in the Bronx and Queens in New York. So here's what happened. The perp, he gets investors involved promising a guaranteed, now that word, you know, nothing's guaranteed.
Nothing's guaranteed in life.
He gets investors involved promising a guaranteed profit and even gets the seller of the properties involved. He says he's got a buyer for the properties. So this guy is acting like the middleman. So he says he's got a buyer. He tells the seller that. And he's going to buy the properties and then immediately resell them to a third party with a big immediate profit to the investors. So that sounds good. He's telling the investors that he wants to use their money to buy the property and then to resell it. So he writes a contract to buy the property with the investors putting up the millions for the down payment for the initial purchase. I mean, this is big money. So the subsequent contract for him to sell the buildings, that's also fake. So the initial millions in the down payment deposit was made to the perp. And what did he do? He disappeared with the money. The investors and the initial seller were all duped. So wow. We got one thing to say to the schemer. Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more. Well, he got convicted. He got 56 months in jail, and he had to pay back all of his ill-gotten gains. Remember, folks, if a deal sounds too good to be true, then it usually is too good to be true.
And check out the people you're doing business with. Well, always.
Even checking them out doesn't make it, you know, doesn't make it that it going to work. You know, Bernie Madoff, the biggest Ponzi scheme villain of all time, he paid off his initial investors with the money from
the next
group. Yeah. So to the initial investors, it sounded great. They were all making money,
right. But
it was fake money. So even if the second group of people asked to the first group, they would have said, oh, Bernie's a great guy. I'm making tons of money.
Right, right.
All the papers said, oh, my gosh, I'm making a ton of money. They checked out Bernie. It was great until it all imploded. So if something sounds too good to be true, it is too good to be true.
That's right.
So even smart, wealthy people get duped. All right.
I want to talk about.
What? We have a caller. Okay. Vic is on the line. Good morning, Vic.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Fantastic.
Well, good.
That's awesome.
So what's going on in your life?
Same old.
Oh. Well, you want to talk about real estate? You have a guest for us? What do you want? A guest for us?
Yeah, I have a guest. I think the answer is mold.
Mold.
Ooh, that's a good Florida question
that
for sure, isn't it?
It happens a lot in Florida, but this was a countrywide one. It did not make the top 10.
Hmm.
Okay, I'll try again later.
All right, thanks for
Vic.
Calling. Appreciate it.
Oh, are you coughing?
That was a cough. Excuse me.
I'm gonna have to leave the room.
You know, I would have guessed that as well.
I would have guessed that too.
Yeah, because we see that here in
a lot.
A lot. Wood
more
rot,
than you know.
Yeah. But it did not make the top 10.
Hmm. You know, you really have to keep your house clean and run your air conditioner so you don't get mold. That's really it. That's kind of the secret sauce if you want to be ahead of the game. Otherwise, these are, you know, we live in a humid climate and it's very possible to get mold. So you got to keep everything clean and keep your air conditioner on.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's too humid.
Yeah.
You know that air conditioner is a dehumidifier, right?
I do.
You do. You know everything, don't you?
I do not.
Yes, you do. You're pretty close to knowing
You know, but
everything.
In other places that it's hot,
yes.
Like in Arizona, really hot.
No, they have snow today.
Well, yeah, but in the summer and most of the season, it's really hot. They don't use air conditioners. They use what's called a chiller.
A chiller?
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't take humidity out because they don't have any humidity. Is that right? So
that's
they're
right.
Just trying to chill their non-humid air.
Yeah. So come back
it's
to
very
the fourth
interesting.
Segment.
Yes. Stay with us, you know, because Howard's coughing. I'm going to try to take us out. I never, ever do that because that's not my gig. I like to bring us back, not take us out, you know, because I'm not good at timing it like you are.
I'm here.
Oh, thank We're God you're
it.
Back.
All right. So call
the
us
pressure
for the
was too much.
One of the top 10, or guess one of the top 3. In fact, I'm going to give a prize for one of the top 3. Make it the top 3, and you'll be the winner for the most problems on home inspections. We'll be right back, everybody. Stay with us. Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us for our fifth year now. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage. One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services. Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Hey, everybody. I am back. Did you know I'm back?
I see you're back. Well, actually, I see your front because you're not turned around.
Oh, you're so crazy. Anyway, so we had someone text in to my phone wanting to know, is it roof repairs?
Did not make the top 10.
I cannot believe that didn't make it. I feel like that does come up quite a bit.
It does.
Especially here because, you know, shingles get blown off and these northeastern winds that we have and stuff that happen frequently. Yeah, I'm really surprised it's not that. But I get that it's national and not Florida or Jacksonville. So, Okay, well that was a good guess, though.
I will tell you that the top 10, the one in number 10 happens 34, it's on 34% of the inspection reports. Now, the roof repairs are not 34% of the time here in Florida.
Mm-hmm. Well, that guess came from Nikki with Landmark Title. She says she sees it all the time. See, I think it's very southern, maybe very Florida.
Well, that's why this was a national.
Weather-related. Yeah. I get it.
All right, we're going to talk about reasons, excuse me, to stage vacant homes. Now, you've heard this in the past, so we're not going to spend a lot of time on the typical reasons. What are the typical reasons, Angela?
Because the house is empty?
Well.
Because the house is cluttered?
Well, it's.
Because people don't know how to decorate? Ooh, did I say that out loud?
Well.
I did.
Well, homes look better, right? And prospective buyers stay longer in a house that is staged. And the result is higher prices and faster sales. Now, we could expand on that, but we're going to talk about two reasons that you probably have never heard of. Number one, it reduces the chance of break-in, particularly for vandalism, because the house looks like it's lived in. Right?
Yes, that makes sense.
It just happened to one of my houses.
So you think if your house was staged with furniture that people would think someone lived there and they wouldn't break in?
Ask any police officer, ask any detective, which houses are broken into just for the sheer, you know, fun of kids breaking in.
Vacant, of course.
Vacant houses.
Because they think they won't be caught.
Or houses that have furniture in them. It's vacant houses. Number two, here's an interesting one. And this happens more often than you think. And has to do with scammers. Scammers look sometimes for houses that are vacant. They sometimes then will put an ad on Craigslist. Now, you've heard about this.
Uh-huh.
They go in, they put an ad in Craigslist, and they offer the home for rent. Now, sometimes they'll go in, they'll change the locks, because it's easy to call up a company and say, hey, I've been locked out of my house. Can you come and change the locks? And they'll do this. And it happened once recently, actually, in a house in Georgia. And the house, you know, was listed for sale, listed for rent, whatever. Let's say it's listed for sale. It could also be listed for rent, but whatever. The scammer goes, puts the house on Craigslist, finds a legitimate person who wants to rent it. The house is vacant, signs a lease, gets payment. The renter moves in. In the meantime, the house gets sold. It may be in the selling process. Then the house gets sold. The buyers go to move in. Somebody's living there. Oh, my gosh. They ask the renters to move out. And the renter says, hey, I got a legitimate lease here. Supposedly legitimate. They don't want to move out. Because they have what they believe is a legitimate lease. The buyers, they have a legitimate deed that says they just bought this house. They want the supposed squatters to leave. They call the police to come.
It sounds more like a scam.
The scam was on the original person,
right,
that sold that made the lease.
So you're saying
both sides now
that
have
could
lawyers.
Have been avoided if it had furniture in it.
It potentially could have been avoided in that the people that signed the lease would have said, wait a minute,
somebody lives here.
Or
I can't get in right away.
I can't get in right away. And the people may not have signed the lease, or that the scammer would not have chosen that house because it just wouldn't have occurred for that scammer.
See.
This has been in the court for weeks and weeks because the people refuse to move out of the house.
The renters?
The renters have refused to move out of the house.
Oh, wow. But they didn't have a legal lease because it wasn't between the owner of the house.
That's true. They didn't. But they paid. And they're refusing to leave. They don't have another place to go, so they're waiting until they get formally evicted. Both sides have attorneys in the case.
That is crazy. That is absolutely crazy.
It absolutely is. I'm just saying, stage a house, won't have this problem, or probably won't have this problem.
Okay. So, let me tell you what's been happening while you were talking.
Okay, make it quick, because then we got to give the answers to the quiz before we get the hot deal of the day.
Somebody's guessing, okay, on my phone. Not everybody likes to call in and be heard. Did you know that? People are kind of nervous about it. Okay, so they want to know, could it be flooring like old carpets?
Nope.
That's what I said. Good guess, but that's not it.
Because that's not a defect. Anyway, go ahead.
Good guess, but that's not it.
Yep.
Okay. So, back to you, and then I have a message to give to Bill Hay.
Okay.
Before we do our hot deals of the
day. Number one defect, doors that need adjusting and servicing, possibly due to settling. Number two, faucets and shower heads need servicing. Number three, exterior caulking and ceiling is missing. Number four, outlets or switches have some sort of deficiency. Number five, there's no ground fault circuit interrupters that are being used to protect everybody. Number six, absence or defective of smoke alarms. Number seven, cosmetic sheetrock cracks or nail pops. Number eight, light fixtures or bulb deficiencies. Number 9, caulking, grout, or sealer that's missing somewhere
that's
on
really
the inside.
Common.
And number 10, a electrical service panel deficiency.
How about that?
I'm sorry that nobody got it.
I know,
we'll
me
have
too.
Try another
I wouldn't have guessed it
next
either.
Week.
I mean, I wouldn't have got it right.
All right, Bill Hay, I'm speaking plainly.
So I just got a message from Bill Hay, and he said he is so excited that I'm going to be on his show tonight, helping him to co-host with his guest. He just cannot wait. And I think that's just so lovely that he values me in that way. You don't think that's what he really said, do you?
Well, I don't know, but you said it with such sarcasm
I
in
know.
Your voice.
It's not what he said. And I'm All not right. saying what he really said.
All right, we have two open houses after the show today. I'm going to be up on the north side a bit in Trout River Landing, a waterfront home. Bring your boat. The manatees are there. River Falls Drive, 6658 River Falls Drive, a brand new home. Never lived in, custom built. You will never see another house like this designed by the builder. Really, really neat house. Has its own dock. It's 2,600 feet, 4-bedroom, 3-bath. Most of the rooms are downstairs, but upstairs there's a bonus room plus 1-bedroom and a full bath. Open floor plan. The house is raised to minimize any flood potential. There's loads of built-ins, loads of cabinet space, great curb appeal, high ceilings, a screened-in lanai, master closet system in the master bath. Yes, coffered ceiling in the front living room. And really, he's got pictures of mama and baby manatees right behind the property. $400,000. I'm going to be there today from 11:30 to 1:30.
People should go see you before you lose your voice.
Yes. Okay. You're going to tell about Gilly Brogue today.
105 Gilly Brogue is located in the desirable school district in Aberdeen, which is in St. John's County. 3,544 square feet. It's a 5-bedroom, 3.5-bath. 3-car garage, plus a loft and a lanai, and it's on a half-acre cul-de-sac fenced lot on a pond. It has a huge walk-in pantry that, seriously, you could put a twin-size bed in. I mean, it's ginormous.
It really is.
It has lots of storage all over this house. This is one of the largest homes I've ever seen. The kitchen has the California countertops that's so desirable these days. Convection oven. All bedrooms are huge. Almost all the bedrooms in this house has 2 beds in it. So the master's down, 4 bedrooms up. Great amenities in Aberdeen. This is priced at $450,000. It is open today from 11:30 to 1:30.
All right.
Yes.
All right,
got
folks.
It all in,
we
Howard.
Love doing this show. We appreciate everybody listening for our 8th year now. The Van Wees are on tap to tell you going on. We want to help you. Call Angela after the show at 465-3845. Call me at 687-8161. Listen to Angela tonight on I'm Speaking Plainly with Bill Hay.
Oh,
and when you need a professional on your side, which is all the time when you're buying or selling, give us a call and we'll be happy to help you. Have a great week. We're going to be with you next week as usual live. Listen to Bill Hay. And listen to the van.